With the clock ticking for Americans to sign up for health coverage, the Obama administration today turned to the insurance industry to help more Americans get covered. Insurers are being urged to give people more time to make their first payment. That could boost enrollment somewhat. And while healthcare.gov has improved lately, some bugs remain in part of the system we cannot see. NPR's Elise Hugh reports.
Perhaps you've heard 834 at least a few times lately. It's a number popping up a lot in the news.
834 forms.
834 is just government code for an electronic file sent from healthcare.gov to an insurance company after a consumer picks a plan. The file is supposed to include the enrollee contact information and which plan was picked so that insurance companies can formally enroll the user and bill him for payment. White House spokesman Josh Earnest admits they were problematic.
In October and November, we saw that the 834s were not functioning and not being transmitted with a lot of accuracy.
The administration says about 1 in 10 of the files coming from healthcare.gov in December are no good. For applications completed before December, 1 in 4 forms were bad. Despite those numbers, the White House says it's confident everyone who wants coverage will have it next month.
We have a team of experts who is working both through technological fixes, but also through some elbow grease, going through and confirming that that information has been conveyed accurately and completely, and to confirm that they'll be signed up for healthcare and eligible to get covered on January 1st.
Time is running out. Consumers have to sign up by December 23rd if they want that January coverage. Robert Zirkelbach represents America's Health Insurance Plans, an insurance trade group.
The short time period presents a number of challenges.
Since health plans aren't supposed to start coverage until they're paid, anyone mailing in a check would have to get it in quickly. But realizing time is tight, health officials today urged insurance plans to go ahead and cover consumers in January, even if they don't pay their first month's premium until later in the month.
A situation that everybody wants to avoid is a situation in which consumers think that they're enrolled and they're not, or that they'd find out that they're not enrolled when they try to schedule an appointment to go to the doctor.
You should probably call your insurance plan, the one you believe you've enrolled in, and just verify that you've in fact enrolled.
That's longtime health industry watcher Bob Leshefsky.
I don't think you can be confident that everyone who is enrolled will have a plan until we can do a reconciliation between the government records and the insurance company records.
The work of reconciling those files, making sure data entered into healthcare.gov matches the information received by health plans, just got started yesterday. Zirkelbach says it's a significant step.
It will, for the first time, give us a very clear picture of the size and scope of the technical challenges that exist.
And for all the focus on technology in recent weeks, Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius says that reconciliation work is getting done manually.
We are in the process of actually hand matching individuals with insurance companies.
With the deadlines getting closer and enrollment surging, whatever remaining challenges exist will need to be resolved in a hurry. Elise Hugh, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.